Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Podcast. On this podcast, we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For strict tarot purposes only.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Kevin.
And that is the other host. His name is Ben.
Up at the top here, we just want to apologize. We've heard your feedback that we have not been doing enough tarot.
And we're going to...
rectify that.
Yeah. We're going to take the feedback... Going to skip right to the punch.
Yeah.
We're going to jump right into Queer's Corner.
If you were listening last week, you heard that we got our first one-star review that said we didn't do enough tarot. And so this week, no fluid update, no performance review. We're just getting right into the spread. We're getting into Queer's Corner now.
So we are here in Queer's Corner.
And this week, we're not going to do our trademarked three-card spread, because that wouldn't take long enough. We're going to do a seven-card spread that I read for people when I read for them in real life.
And we have a question from Katie, who has graciously given us a question. And Katie writes, I have been seeing a guy for a few weeks, and now he is ghosting me. How should I handle it?
No pre-advice. We're going right to the cards.
I think we should clarify what ghosting is.
Okay, good.
That's when they just stop responding to text messages and just stop talking to that person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Seven card spread. This is going to be a lot for me.
Well, Kevin, today you become a man. That was a shuffle.
It was a real shuffle.
It wasn't an ear pick shuffle.
We don't need to do the ear pick shuffle. We don't even need to talk about it.
No. I'm going to do another shuffle just to make sure that we're really shuffled.
This is my tarot bar mitzvah.
Shalom.
L'chaim.
All right. So the seven card spread. Here's how it works. We're going to talk about it as we go through it. Because if I said it all right now, you wouldn't remember it. Because you're in your car or whatever.
I think that we should probably just go through it right
okay,
now.
Like, I'll go through it now.
Real quick. High level.
Okay. Well, the first three cards are going to sound very familiar to you. Past, present, future 100%.
We don't do that anymore, Ben.
Okay. Past, present, future. That's the first three cards. Then advice. That's four. Five is some sort of hidden influence that you don't realize. Six, that's an obstacle that you're going to have to overcome. Seven is called the outcome card. It's not the future, but it's like what all of this is leading to and what the next step is.
I'm for it. Let's get started.
Okay. Card one. The past. Flip. Do I even need to flip? Am I allowed to flip?
No.
Okay. The past.
The past is, the card is the King of Pentacles. The King of Pentacles sits on a throne adorned in a robe that is covered in, I believe they're grapes, holding a pentacle in their left hand and a scepter of some sort in the right hand.
Good. I thought you were going to make a joke there, and I'm glad you didn't.
I did not.
Good. I would have to cut it out. All right. So the past, the King of Pentacles. This is a king and a pentacle. So this is a person who is at the top of their game in the Pentacles suit. I don't feel a lot of pressure to like get this really good because our title is Amateur Tarot Podcast. So we're allowed under that to not be perfect.
Good. I'm glad that we have that covered. But I also think the King of Pentacles is an interesting one as it relates to the question at hand.
Okay, go on.
Because it seems like the person at the top of like that pentacle food chain that has a lot of wealth and they're sitting on it. And I don't understand how that relates to Katie's situation. Maybe that's them while they're talking to this guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the past. So maybe Katie was feeling like she was at the top of her game.
Yeah, getting all the pentacles, like getting all the texts.
Everything was under control. I mean, relationships are normally like a cups thing because that's emotion, but maybe this person was providing some sort of stability in her life. Like she had the relationship part figured out, so now she was kind of focusing on sort of finances, job, stuff like that, and then she was feeling good at the top of her game.
Okay.
Where we're at.
Let's take a look at the present card.
All right. The Fool.
Wow. Okay, this is good. The Fool stands on a cliff with a dog to their left, and they're looking out. They have Edelweiss, isn't it? It's a flower
Maybe.
of
okay,
some
white
sort
flower.
In their left
Could
hand,
be.
A white flower.
I don't want to get too deep into it. I don't want to go off onto a Sound of Music thing right now.
And their spindle over their right shoulder, and they look full of life, and they look like they're ready to go on an adventure.
So this is the present card, but I almost feel like this would be a good kind of past card too, because here's somebody that's sort of oblivious to the consequences, because that's what the Fool is all about. The Fool is all about you're starting this journey. You're sort of not thinking about what it's going to lead to. You're just kind of enjoying the trip right now.
I kind of like it in the present, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
And the reason that I like it in the present, because it's almost like leave that person behind. Mm. Like now you're just kind of out on your own. Sorry, it's That's over. Good. We're not really going to have, you just need to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. The question asks, how should I handle it? And how you should handle it is, let's just move past it.
Right.
Just like we took that 1-star review and we've moved past it, you know?
I am holding back using a Lizzo quote here. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But I don't want to get into it.
I mean, I will. I'm going to get into it because it is very applicable. Okay.
But don't sing it or anything. Just state it plainly.
I'm just going to say it. Yep. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair.
Thank you for sharing that. So the present, the Fool, just sort of take a carefree attitude. Don't worry about it. Don't try to get back in touch with this person. Just let them go and kind of move on with your life.
Yep. That's where we're at.
The future. The Eight of Pentacles.
More pentacles, huh? Eight of pentacles. So there is a gentleman on a workbench. They're like nailing out a pentacle that's on there. There are other pentacles of varying sizes that are on the wall, almost like they're up for show. And there's one by their feet that looks like it's ready to be worked on, or maybe it's just been completed.
Yep. This is one of my favorite cards in the deck. I think I'm allowed to say that, right?
Yeah, you're allowed to say
that. Okay, I'm allowed to have a favorite card still?
Yes.
Okay. It's up there. This is like top three.
Please tell us about the Eight of Pentacles.
Okay, the Eight of Pentacles. We've got this person. They're, as you said, working on this pentacle. In the very, very background in the corner, you can see the city behind them.
Oh, sure.
So this is a person who has left the city. They're just kind of, they've moved out on their own to be away from all the hustle and bustle to really focus on their craft.
Okay.
And so I think this is great because you, in the present, you're the Fool. You have this carefree attitude. You're walking away from this person and sort of not really worried about what's going to happen. And then what you're going to do is that you're going to spend some time to work on the things that are important to you. You're going to isolate yourself. You're not going to worry about this person or other people. You're just going to like take care of yourself and work on the thing that excites you and that you need to work on.
I don't want to make this about us.
Sure.
I like this card for our current situation.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Sure.
But I also like it in relation to this question.
When so the that's future, good.
Yeah, work on yourself. Because especially with that King of Pentacles at the beginning and this Eight of Pentacles where you need to kind of like start to build back up to that King of Pentacles where you were, it's good.
Now that you said that, though, I sort of want to go back and now I have like a different interpretation of that original card because we were saying like maybe this was the feeling that Katie had when she was with this guy and she was sort of like the King of Pentacles. But maybe this is even before the guy. Like Katie was the King of Pentacles before and was like on it, met this person. Now it's not going well. She's lost focus. And so the Eight is like working back up to where you were before this guy sort of like threw you for one.
Yeah. I like to think in that situation, especially if Katie being the King of Pentacles before, that she wouldn't be the type that would get so strung up about talking to a guy for a few weeks and then needing to like rebuild after that. But she is asking a amateur tarot podcast about advice on this situation. So I don't know.
An amateur tarot podcast that just spends a lot of time talking about what they're going to talk about.
Correct.
Okay. So now normally that's where we'd be done. That's where we'd end. That would be the end of the main tarot portion.
But we got twice plus one as many cards that we're used to.
So we're not even halfway there.
Nope. We can't even sing the song for multiple reasons, but we can't say we're halfway there.
Yes.
Correct.
We cannot. So now we're going to card number four, a new card for Kevin, advice. Ten of Wands, an odd advice card.
It is an odd advice card. But in the Ten of Wands is a gentleman that is carrying 10 wands with their head buried in them. And It looks like they're having a difficult time. And the thing that I think about with this card every time that I see it, and it's a card that I do like, it might be up there as one of my favorite ones.
Really?
I think so, even though it's not like a super positive card. It's like, there's a better way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in the relation to this reading, I think it goes really well because like you're working on yourself, but there is a better way to do this. And we have three more cards to tell us what that better way is.
All right. Well, the next card, card number five, is a hidden influence, something that's acting on you that you're not aware of right now.
Ooh.
But we're about to make you aware of it. The Six of Swords.
I am very confident that I've never seen the Six of Swords.
Normally that could be cause for fun, but not today.
Yeah, but optically, I like it. I don't know that it's going to be a great card, but
yeah,
I think
it's not great.
Yeah, so it's like a gondola, a gentleman on a gondola that is pushing what I think it's a woman.
I think so.
That seems to be kind of huddled, and there's six swords that are in the boat.
Watch it. That was strike one.
Sorry. And I'll say, and you can answer this for me, and this is the hidden thing. This is the hidden card, the hidden figures.
Watch it. Strike two.
It's the swords are not going to be very advantageous for that boat to be floating.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, they're just going to put holes in the bottom of the boat.
I don't think the card ever, like, if you read Alan, like, I don't think he's going to tell you about that because I don't think that's part of it.
Okay.
But you're right. That's something I think about too.
Yeah.
So this is, like, the fact that these people are moving away from you, that's significant.
Right.
Because it's about taking a journey, and it's about a journey that you are not that excited about. There are other cards in the tarot that are about taking a journey that are exciting, and this is one that is not that. It's sort of not unexpected, but it's like you got to kind of move on and rebuild a little bit. The card that comes before this, the five, is about a battle, and it's about victory, but it's like a sad victory. And so this is like after that, you're kind of moving on from that.
Interesting.
Bittersweet. And so I wonder if here, like the hidden influence, you know, we don't know much about Katie's situation, but this indicates like maybe Katie just moved to wherever Katie lives now, like, or something else. I mean, really, maybe I'm thinking too hard about it. Maybe this is just, I don't know, it's not a hidden influence because it's almost like ghosting. Like you're taking this journey away from this person that you sort of just met and had butterflies about, and now they've ditched you.
Yeah, but I mean, also you can think about it too. And again, not knowing a lot about Katie's situation is that like maybe work relocates her or something along those lines. Or I don't want this, but you know, it could be something with their health that they're not expecting, you know, like this unexpected journey.
Shoot.
I'm going to Alan.
Oh gosh.
It's just a journey is what Alan describes it as. And yeah, so I just think, and I think the unexpected nature of it is that hidden thing that you're going to go on. So that is why I'm saying that it's unexpected, right? Because when I think of a journey, you're not planning. And when I think of a journey, that's usually something that you would plan for, but in the sense of this card, like something that's going to be an obstacle for you would have to be
a hidden influence.
A hidden influence is that like this journey is going to end. Well, but maybe
but
it's
it could
really
be like
a good, like a trip that you go on.
Yeah.
That you didn't think would be a cool trip, but then you like learn something new. Like if you're going to visit your family in, I don't know, Idaho,
Nebraska. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. We're in the same zone.
Wow.
Ish.
You didn't know that spending all that time in the car would give you clarity over the situation or something along that.
I want to say that if this was not the Serious Amateur Tarot podcast, I'd want to take a detour about Nebraska and Idaho and how actually they're not that close, but kind of like it seems like they're close. I'm not going to get into it.
Don't get into it. They are not that close. There's states in between them.
Yeah. Now is time for the obstacle. The Six of Pentacles.
The Six of Pentacles is
another pentacle.
A man, a lot of pentacles in this reading. A man that is in his left hand is holding the scales, which is a sign for Libra, because I'm a Libra. That's probably too much for this podcast.
Yes,
I apologize.
Please keep that to yourself.
And in their right hand, they're giving out what looks to be coins to beggars on the ground. There's six pentacles in the sky.
So this card has two parts. There's the person giving and the people receiving. So when you get this card, you have to take note of like, maybe right now you're the giver. Maybe right now you're the receiver. And also the things can always change. And you might need the charity or you might need to give the charity in the future. And so that is
where we are. I think in the way that I would think about that in the perspective of an obstacle, as an obstacle, sometimes it's hard to ask for help.
Yep.
And sometimes it's also hard to turn down when somebody asks you for help.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you could find yourself in one of those two situations, and both are difficult.
Yeah. And it sounds like, if I'm just going to take a guess, it sounds like you're in the need to ask for help portion.
Okay.
So like, I mean, they've asked us, Katie's asked us for help.
That's true.
But maybe you need to ask people that are a little bit closer and know a little bit more about you than us.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Or maybe this is related back to the pentacle in the future, where you're sort of like honing your craft, you know, working on your thing. Maybe you need to ask help to move that part forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about it more big picture as opposed to just in the realm of this question.
Sure.
You know, if the fact that Katie's getting ghosted by this guy, that means that they're dating people. So their ultimate goal would be, I mean, logically, I would say it was like to get married or find love or, you know, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know how that relates to the obstacle in this situation.
All right. Well, let's go to the outcome. The final card. The Six of Cups.
The Six of Cups is two children in like a courtyard of a little town, and they're smelling flowers. It's an older child and a younger child. Looks like to be passing the cups down to them. One is up on a pedestal. There's four more in the foreground. And again, that other older child is holding the cup. I like cups in what I just said about relationships, because they are very relationship heavy.
Yeah. I feel like I had something, and then I have another thing. I have two things.
Say them both, and then I can pick which one is better.
Okay. The thing that makes the most sense in the context of like a relationship question, Brian has a fun thing to say about this card, but I can't get into it. I just want to note that I won't. And so this is a card about like thinking back to your childhood and the fond memories and feelings of childhood. So like, I think you're already picking up what I'm putting down, which is like, is there somebody who's a friend, like, you know, a friend from childhood that maybe is the answer to the romance, somebody that you already know? You know, you're finding these new people who are ghosting you, but maybe there's somebody out there.
Yeah.
You need to like look next to you.
Who's the one that got away?
Yeah. Or are you someone's the one that got away and they're still like hanging around, but you're not giving them the chance?
Are those the two things?
No.
Or is there, what's the other one? Okay, what's the other one?
The other thing that I was going to get into, that I feel like maybe what I just said is better, but I'll say this one too, which is like, we have the two storylines, or not even two storylines. We have like the storyline of being ghosted, but then a lot of these other cards are about, you know, the King of Pentacles, the Eight of Pentacles, like working on something, getting excited about something, honing your craft, asking for help perhaps with that. And so this is like, it seems like from this reading, Katie's putting a lot of pressure on herself. And so maybe this is just a reminder to like, think about the fun you had as a kid, just like messing around and like having fun. And like, don't put so much pressure on yourself, you know, work on this thing, but don't like kill yourself doing it. You know, don't get to this Ten of Wands point where you're like burnt out because you're like working too hard at this.
Yeah. I like the other one better. Okay, and I like to think about, yeah. And I do like the thought of like looking back to childhood, and childhood is a broad term, but it's like somebody that maybe you didn't give a shot to.
Yeah.
That I don't want to say
the one you ghosted, you know?
Yeah, maybe that, but also maybe the one that like you friend zoned and you're okay with it, but like you're both okay with it, but like reaching back out to them and like maybe considering it as an option.
Yeah. Great. That was our spread.
I feel like, did we wrap it up? Like, are we good?
I mean, do you want to go back and just take it from the top quickly?
So we started with the King of Pentacles.
The past, the King of Pentacles.
So you're at this good place in this relationship, and everything was going fine.
Present, the Fool.
Homeboy ghosted you, and now it's time to shampoo, press, get you out of my hair. Sorry. And, move on.
The Future, Eight of Pentacles.
You're working on yourself.
Good. Advice, Ten of Wands.
There's a better way to carry the burden or whatever you're trying to do than the way that you're doing it.
Hidden obstacle, Six of Swords.
There's a journey that you're going to go on that's going to be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn from that.
Six of Coins.
And that's the what card is that?
That's the obstacle. I apologize. The obstacle. Six of coins. Let me start over. Obstacle. Six of coins.
You are going to be in a position where somebody's asking you for help, or you're going to have to ask somebody for help, and it's going to be difficult for you.
Outcome, final card, moment, key thing to take away, six of cups.
Maybe you're trying too hard and look to what you know and maybe in a place that you haven't necessarily thought of in a while.
That's the spread. That's Grant's Corner for this week.
Wow.
Let's leave this zone.
All right. Well, thank you, Katie,
thank you
for the question. We've learned a lot this time. And now for our tarot enthusiast listeners who don't appreciate our banter, it is time to log off. We appreciate you. So thank you for listening. But now Ben and I are going to have our fun where we do a little banter and get a little bit less serious.
Okay. So again, if you are here for tarot, we did 22 minutes of tarot. And now if you want to turn off the podcast, you are safe to do so.
Yeah. That's more than the 17 minutes last time.
Okay.
Before we even started doing tarot.
We're going to play a song here and we're going to transition. That is proof that we can do it.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. We enjoy reading the tarot. Ben and I also enjoy each other's company. And we have a good banter together. We're a part of each other's lives. We go to parties at each other's houses.
Well, where Julia and I are the only guests aside from your dentist.
And when I say that we go to parties at each other's houses, I come here for a lot of parties, and I've had Ben and Julia to one that was really just a family party.
Yeah, well, it was nice of you to invite us.
Yeah, you know, I have a big family. I didn't have a long list of people to invite, and you guys were tops.
Thank you. I'm really proud of us.
I am too.
That was good. That was 22 minutes, solid 22 minutes of tarot.
Yeah.
We got some good stuff out of it.
There were a lot of jokes that I wanted to make, and I did not.
I held a lot of them back.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we do a card of the week now?
I don't know. Do we even need a card of the week? We already told the tarot people to log off. They didn't get a card this week.
That's true. You guys, no, we still got to do a card of the week because we want to do it for like the loyal lols.
Okay, sure,
do
it for them. For them. In the meantime.
I'm also going to do a fluid update. All right, so Canada Dry is at number three. Number one, we still have the kiwi strawberry sparkling ice. Mew, right?
Yep.
Mew is making an appearance. A very rare appearance of Mew, which is Ben's cat. A lot of things are happening well. Mew finally came out. She wanted more tarot in her podcast.
She wrote the review.
So anyway, number one, sparkling ice, kiwi, strawberry. Number two, Diet Dr. Pepper, a.k.a. DDP.
Number three, CDGA.
Canada Dry Ginger Ale. Number four is LaCroix.
Yep.
Tangerine
LaCroix.
Five is vacant, six is vacant, seven is vacant, eight is peach iced tea.
And today, I'm excited for this.
We have Arnold Palmer half and half iced tea and lemonade light.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We were talking about Arnold Palmer.
I know. And really, I just grabbed it from work, so I don't really have any. 12 grams of sugar, which is not bad. Not great, not bad.
Okay. Less than I would expect. If I was just going to guess, I would have guessed like 30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too.
Uh-oh.
Only okay.
Oh, is it because it's light, do you think? Like if it was full-bodied?
No. I just think they don't have the blend right.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
I think that there needs to either be... It needs either more or less tea.
Okay. It's like in the uncanny valley of tea?
I want to say it's a true half and half, where my preferred Arnold Palmer is probably more tea and less lemonade.
And less lemonade. Right.
Probably a little bit of vodka, if I'm being honest.
You can say that now that we're out of the tarot portion of the podcast.
Yeah, now we're in the fun part. So yeah, I'm going to rank it. It's going to be five.
Okay. Below Tangerine LaCroix, which you said was literally just water, but would also be good with vodka.
Here's the thing. Yeah, because at that point, I'm just reading about what would be better with vodka, and I think I would probably rather enjoy the LaCroix with vodka.
Really, the fluid update, the ranking is really just like drinks that pair well with vodka.
Does Diet Dr. Pepper pair well with vodka?
No, I do not think it would.
I actually know somebody that drinks Diet Dr. Pepper with vodka.
Can I get like a Jack and Coke, but instead of Jack, vodka, and instead of Coke, Diet Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. I don't think that's how they order it. They probably just were like, hey, can I get a Diet Dr. Pepper and vodka? And
can I get a DDP and vodka?
And the bartender's probably like, really?
Okay.
And here's the thing. I think that I picked a bad flavor for LaCroix. I don't think it was cold enough.
Okay.
Because I drank another one.
It is better.
What was
the flavor?
I don't remember.
Okay. I think lime is the best.
I don't think it was lime.
Okay. That's my favorite.
That'd be like a watered down Sprite.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Cool.
Sprite for boring people.
So there we are. That's the fluid update.
All right. Fluid update. We knocked that out. Our performance review, we acted on it. We were reviewed and we did
it. Cut it out real quick.
Yep. Now we got to do card of the week.
Should we do this? Should we do a 3-card spread now? I'm kidding.
Don't scare me like that. I left it all on the field for that 7-card reading.
It was a good reading. No, I won't lie. I don't think that we should do 22-minute spreads very often.
No?
I think that was just a wake-up call to make tarot more...
Tarot forward?
It would be a more tarot forward podcast.
Okay.
All right, let's do the card of the week, and this is a card for everybody.
Flip. 7 of Pentacles.
A lot of Pentacles.
Pentacle forward day.
This is the guy that's raking his leaves.
This is another good one. Pentacles are my favorite suit.
You think so?
I think so.
So the guy's raking his leaves, and he's got a pile of his pentacles, but there's still one that's kind of just hanging out. He's got his rake. Very long torsoed. Gentleman.
That's important. That'll play a key role.
He is. Look at him.
True.
Yeah.
I see it. He is long torsoed. So. If we are to assume that's where his waist starts, he does have a long torso. Are we going to Alan? Are we just going to do this one?
Oh, yeah, we probably should.
Alan Oaken, the pocket tarot.
Prophet. A laborer pauses in his work. He is contemplating the bounty of his harvest. His fields are full and are ripe with life. He is not tired, just reflective. This card represents the income and gain generated from previous efforts. This may come as financial profit, or it may be in the form of a positive return coming from any area in life in which one has toiled.
Not how I normally interpret this card, so I'm glad we went to Alan.
Yeah. He's looking at his all his stuff. He's like, look at the 7-card spread that I just did.
Yeah.
Respect it. Respect all the Lyles that are here for tarot.
Yep.
Which we have done.
Which we have done. And so that's your advice this week. Just reflect on the good works that you did this week, because you deserved it and you earned it. Right? Was that kind of what Alan was saying?
Yep.
Okay. It's card of the week.
Time for the closing ceremonies.
The closing ceremonies. Thank you very much to Katie for your question. You're welcome. We did a big number on that one.
Yes. And thank you to the Lols.
Thank you to our reviewers.
Thank you to the Lost Lols. And that actually, well, we're going to have a moment of silence for the Lost Lols.
Sure.
But it actually is way more applicable now because we told the people that don't want to listen to our banter.
To turn it off. We also, the person who left that review, definitely a Lost Lol.
Definitely a Lost Lol.
Because they said in their podcast, I am done.
Yeah. It is the first manifestation in real life of a Lost Lol. It's interesting to kind of see it. At least we're not bitter about it.
Yeah. All right. That was a good moment of silence, punctuated by Kevin assuring you that we're not bitter about it.
If you want to get in on this action and ask a question, you can do so at amateurtarot.com.
That's a website. You can also get in touch with us at our phone number, 314-325-6047. Leave a question via voicemail or text, and we will answer it.
If you want to hang out with other Lols and tarot enthusiasts, you can do so at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
I hesitate to say this, but please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you're at a loss of what to say, 5 stars, great podcast works. If you have some constructive criticism, then you can leave us 1 star, because that'll get us to take note. Yeah,
we will definitely read it on air.
Yeah. And we will definitely, at least for one episode, follow through on your recommendations.
Absolutely. Spoiler alert. Magic is real. Julia is looking at us with smug eyes.
She left the comment.
Julia was worried that we were not going to be able to do it, and we did it.
Yeah, she sat out here and watched us because she didn't think we could do it. And we showed her.